We continue our learning. We're in Ksuvos, Paragimel, Mishnah Zayin. Ezohi Boshes. How do we assess Boshes embarrassment? We mentioned the fact that one of the payments for the violator or the seducer is you have to pay for embarrassment, and that's true even if she's not an Ari. Even if she's a Bogeris already after 12 and a half, you still have, even if there's no Knas, there's no 50 shekel, there is Boshes, there is Pagam. Pagam, the depreciation of our value because she's no longer a Basula. So how do we assess Boshes? The Mishnah here says, Hakolafi Hamivayesh Vahamisbayesh. It all depends on the one who does the perpetrator, the offender, the one who's doing the embarrassing. And the misbayesh, and the one who is the victim, in this case the girl, who is being embarrassed. So Bartanura quotes, Adam Beinoni Hamivayesh, Boshto Kashem, May Adam Bazui, May Adam Chashav. He says, quoting Rashi, that in fact a middle class person who is the perpetrator, who is the offender, who is the violator, who is the seducer, that is the most embarrassing of all. Even more than if the perpetrator were an Adam Bazui of lower class or an Adam Chashiv of higher class. Someone who's higher class will say, okay, at least she was seduced or violated by someone Adam Chashiv. And if a person is Adam Bazui of very low class, inferior class, will say, okay, he's a nobody anyway. But middle class, that's going to be the most embarrassing. Of course, we have to take into account the girl as well. She's the misbayesh. She's the one who's being embarrassed. What is she from a Chashiv of family or the like? Now, then Barachunura says, though, but Matsasi, the Adam Kalsha Biesh Boshto Maruba. But you have Rashi and Bava Kama that makes the comment that it's not the Adam Beinoni Hamavayish that's the worst. It's the Adam Kal, as maybe we would have thought intuitively, that the one of inferior class is the one who's the perpetrator, who's the offender. That would be the most embarrassing. And Vecheniker and the Barachunura believes that that it happens to be the case. The Ran thinks that there's a difference between our Mishnah, when we say akolufi hamavayish amisbayish in the case of rape or seduction versus in Bava Kama. And he claims that it's true maybe that the disgrace, the embarrassment is greater if the offender is of a middle class, of what you call Adam Beinoni, but that would be in the case of Bava Kama. But in the case of where there's a violator, there's a seducer, there's a man, and this the victim is this girl, then the more lowly the perpetrator, the more humiliation there is. Then the Mishnah says, what about Pagam? Pagam is the fact that she is no longer a basula. This is the parallel of the nezek when it comes to injury, where there's a depreciation of value as well. So Pagam, how do we assess that? Roinosa ki'ilu hi shifcha nimkeres. We view her as if she is a shifcha, a maidservant who's being sold. And this is similar, by the way, to nezek. Nezek also, we look at someone, their value based on how they would be sold in the slave market, the value before the injury versus value after the injury. That's a little bit difficult to understand here. Why are we looking at her as a shifcha? After all, the fact that she's no longer basula doesn't mean that she has that she has any disability at all in working as a laborer. So there should be no difference at all. So the way the Mefarshim understand it is that the point of the Mishnah is we consider her as if she's being sold as a slave to someone, not for work, but someone who wants to give her in marriage to his favorite Eved. And an Eved Ivri, in fact, can marry a Shivcha Kananis. But it's not even a Shivcha Kananis. This is an Amah Ivriya. So, but nonetheless, let's say the way a shifcha, a non-Jewish slave woman would be sold on the marketplace. And someone has an Eved Ivri, wants to give him a shifcha. As we said, even a shifcha kananis would be acceptable. For as Bartanura says, Omnin kama adam rotze litin bein shifcha besula le shifcha beula. And he knows his Eved would rather have a shifcha who is a besula versus a beula. So therefore, the value is different. Between whether she's a psula or not. That's the pagam. That's how we assess it. And kama he hoisa yafa before she was raped or seduced. Kama yafa, and how much she's our value is right now to be sold at that as a shifra. That's not the way everybody understands. Others claim that no, this is not necessarily so. To say to assume that what you have a woman who's a very high class. You're going to tell me that I evaluate what her value is as a shifcha, being sold as a shifcha. Now, that's not necessarily so. We give the example of a shifcha, what a shifcha nimkeres, but that's not really what we take into account. In fact, the Balei Atosus think that we estimate how much a man would have paid for this particular woman, based on her status, to marry his eved before she was violated. So meaning, we're not taking into account that she's a shifcha, really. We take into account, really, this woman herself, who she is. Okay, either way, to understand what pagam is. And then the Mishnah says, knas, how do we evaluate knas? A shaveh b'chol adam. The fine is the 50 shekel, silver shekel. That makes no difference. It can matter. It could be that this was the daughter of Kohen Gadol. Could be the daughter of a mamzeres, or she could be a mamzeres, or the daughter of a gioris. Makes no difference. You're going to pay the same amount. That's a fixed amount, and that's the way it works. V'chol sheyesh lo kitz from an Torah. Anytime you have a fixed amount from the Torah, that's a knas, a fine. Shaveh b'chol adam. It's equal to everybody. What is that extra statement here to teach us? So that's here. That's true when it comes to other things as well. Let's say you have a shur, a person's ox kills an Eved Kanani, kills his non-Jewish slave. The halacha is that you pay 30 shekel, and that's going to be regardless of what the value of that slave happens to be. Or let's say the case of Motzi Shemra, you pay 100 kesef. Yet Malkus, you pay 100 kesef. That 100 kesef is the same, and that's going to be shavah b'chol adam, whether the person is the adam kal, of inferior class, adam chashuv, or very dignified. And the Gemara wants to know, how do you know that you're chayiv to pay boshes, pagam, and sar? Maybe the 50 kesef includes everything. Meaning includes boshes, pagam, and sar. So why do you assume there's knas, 50 shekel, and then in addition to that, there's boshes, pagam, and sar? Maybe the 50 shekel the Torah speaks about has already included boshes, pagam, and sar. And the Gemara answers based on the pasuk. When it comes to ones, it says v'nasan ha'ish ha'shochev ima la'avi hana'ara chamishim kesef. So why is the emphasis on the ish ha'shochev ima? So the Gemara learns out ha'no'as shchiva levad hi chamishim kesef. Only for the hana of sleeping with this girl do we say that you pay 50 kesef. That implies that there's a separate payment of boshes and pagam as well. Now, our Mishnah also explained, we went through the boshes, pagam, and the knas. Tsar, which is only by ones, the Mishnah doesn't mention. Some say that because it's obviously, it's pashut. And Rambam says, tsar lefi katnusa ubinyan gufa ulefi shana v'gufo. Meaning, how do you evaluate tsar? Based on her build, based on him, how much pain this potentially could have caused. That's what it is, even though the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Obviously, we should take that into account. Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, we need a little introduction to this. We learn in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah says, V'chiyim kor ish es bitol ama. A man sells his daughter, his Jewish daughter, into slavery. That's allowed. She is going to be an ama ha'ivriya. And the Torah says that we're speaking about a ktana, which means a person cannot sell his daughter into slavery when she's a gadola, when she's a nara, when she has simane narus, when she's has signs of maturity at 12. But only when she's a katana. And the Gemara says, and in fact, this is learned out from the Kav HaChomer. Why? So the language of the Gemara is, Uma mechura kvar yotza, if one who had been sold already is set free. So, achshav she'ena mechura, if she hasn't been sold yet, eino din, is it not a Kav HaChomer, shaloti macher, that she cannot be sold? What does that mean? It means that if you have a girl who's sold into slavery, so she's sold for 6 years, like an Eved Ivri as well. But if she reaches the age of maturity, surety has Simane Narus, has now 12 years old, she'll go free even before 6 years. So if you're 12, and that point it says V'yatza Achinam Ein Kasef. And that point, we're speaking about a point where she has signs of maturity. So if you're going to tell me that a Jewish slave girl is going to go free even before 6 years have elapsed, if she has signs of physical maturity, it's a kal v'chomer that you can't sell her l'chatchila when she's a nara into slavery. One who's that age goes free, you certainly can't sell l'chatchila. And therefore, we only sell when it says v'chiyim kor ish es bito la'ama. Bito is obviously referring to a ktana. Now, we've mentioned before that the Na'arus stage is only 6 months. It's from 12 to 12 and a half. After that, she's a Bogeres from 12 and a half and up. And below 12, she is a Ketana. So the Mishnah is coming to teach us the following. And we'll learn that this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Meir says that Mecher and Knas work in an interesting way with one another. Meaning where there is Mecher, where there's the potential for a father to sell his daughter into slavery, which is when she's a Ketana, there's not going to be Knas, because there's only Knas when you're an Ara. And if there's Knas, according to Rabbi Meir, so then there's not going to be Mecher, says the Mishnah. Kol makom sheyesh Mecher, whenever a father has the right to sell his daughter into slavery, which means when she's a Ketana, ain't Knas, there is no Knas, because there's no Knas for a Ketana, at least according to Rabbi Meir's opinion that we mentioned at the beginning of the perek. V'chol makom sheyesh knas, and wherever there's knas, meaning if the man seduces or violates the girl, he has to pay 50 shekel to the father, then ain mecher. Then there's no potential, there's no possibility for a father to sell his daughter into slavery at that age, because she's already a Nara. And there's Knas, because she's a Nara, but there's no Mecher. Ketana, what if she's a Ketana, though? And then Mishnah explains. Ketana, up until 12, yesh la Mecher, the father can sell her, vein la Knas. And there's no Knas if a man seduces or violates her. And that obviously is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Nara, and once she's reached the age of Nara, she's 12, yesh la Knas, yeah, there's Knas, but vein la Mecher. And there's no Mecher at all. Habogerisla, once she's 12 and a half, ain la lo mecher v'lo knas. Father can't sell her into slavery, obviously. And if she's a nansora or an ispatasa, she's violated or she's seduced, there's no knas as well, either. As we said, though, there is boshes and pigam. And that's true only when there's onus. But if she is seduced, so we're not going to have a bogeres is not going to have anything. We assume that once she's a bogeres and she was seduced, she's mocheles on everything, even the boshes and pegam. There's some discussion about that. We remind us of those of the chachamim opinion. The chachamim's opinion is that a girl who's a ketana does have knas if she's violated. If that's the case, then this rule doesn't apply, where you can have a case where she has knas and mecher. When she's a ketana, she can be sold into slavery, and there's also knas as well at that stage.